to be taking this out tonight, you guys. It's a nice little break from all the wedding chaos.
Trust me, girl, with all your relatives in town, it's only going to get worse.
Tell me about it. I'm guessing I'll be spending most of the reception trying to keep my mom's foot out of my dad's ass.
Which reminds me, we have to call the caterer and have them switch from steak knives to butter knives.
Why not play it safe and go all plastic?
Nah, my mom can make a shiv out of anything. We should just serve soup and tear your own bread. And cold soup, something that won't blister a face.
Just so you know, whatever you guys need, Christina and I are there for you, right, baby?
Of course. The biggest mistake my ex-husband and I made was letting ourselves get caught up in everybody else's crazy.
Mm. Well, this is my wedding, and that means nobody else can be crazier than me. Mm-hmm. Loco grande.
Yeah. Si, senorita. Muy, muy loco.
By the way, did you decide where you're sleeping tomorrow night?
She's testing me. Right by your side, baby.
No, you're not. It's the night before the wedding. You have to stay somewhere else.
Why?
Because it's tradition. One night apart before we're joined together, you know, for the rest of our lives.
Plus, at the crack of dawn, that house is going to be filled with nervous women drinking mimosas, primping and plucking and snapping at each other.
Carl, I'm staying at your house tomorrow night.
It's fine with me, but my grandma has a Christian senior domino club over, and that's not the place to be if you're trying to avoid spiteful women with a snootful.
Why don't you stay with your mom?
Maybe the same reason I don't chew on tinfoil or try to kiss bears.
Come on, it would mean a lot to her to have her little boy there on his last night of being an unmarried man.
Boy, you really want me to run screaming down that aisle, don't you?
Sense of urgency would be nice.
Anything for you, my bride.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I love you, Christina.
Aw, that's sweet.
For the first time in my life, I see love.
Sweetie, if there's anything else you need me to do, just ask. Okay. Talk to you later. You too.
I can't. Yes, she is.
All right. Love you too. No, I don't think you heard. Molly says hi.
Uh-huh. Can't believe Christina left me hanging like that.
What are you talking about?
Hey, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Told that woman I loved her, laid my heart out in front of her, she chopped it up like we were at Benihana's.
Maybe she didn't hear you.
But please, the whole restaurant heard me. The busboy gave me a hug on the way out.
I put her on the spot, and even if she did feel that way, she was probably too embarrassed to say it.
I wasn't too embarrassed to say it, until she didn't say it back. Then I wanted to roll up the tablecloth and hang myself from a chandelier.
You certainly covered it well by telling the waiter all of his dessert selections were stupid.
Hey, she didn't have to come out and say the actual words. I would have been fine with a me too or a ditto or a aye aye Captain Dreamboat.
Well, if it's any consolation, I love you.
See how it feels?
Ah.
So this is what you meant by your good black suit?
100% Angus. This baby retailed for $2,000. I got it for 300 smackers and a crate of Canadian Tylenol.
You think it's a good idea for a man who sweats the way you do to be wrapped in a sausage casing?
I'll be fine. I took a leather punch and ventilated the crotch.
Is that the suit you're planning on walking me down the aisle in?
What do you think?
I think you need to give it back to the cow and apologize.
Well, they didn't actually live long enough to be considered cows. Technically, it's a veal suit. Oh.
Mom, I did this as a favor for you, but I'm not walking down the aisle with a guy dressed like a gay hitman.
Vince, you're gonna have to find something else.
When am I gonna get a chance to wear this?
We'll bury you in it.
We can do it now if you want.
Why are you driving yourself so crazy? The only thing people remember about a wedding is the dried chicken and which bridesmaid got drunk and flashed her cans.
That reminds me, make sure Victoria wears a bra.
I'll do my best, but it's like keeping a hat on a dog. to get used to this. You know, we're going to go through the same thing when we get hitched.
What are you talking about? You said you didn't want a big wedding.
Well, my first one was with a justice of the peace, and now I'm thinking I'd like a nice church ceremony.
Hey, let those kids blow their money on wedding crap. For geezers like us, I'd rather save it for something practical, like new hips or an RV.
He is going to need a hip replacement soon.
Oh, so much of him needs to be replaced.
This is gorgeous, Andre. I look like a portly James Bond. Double X7.
Yeah, normally I look pretty hideous in formal wear, but purr, kitty, purr.
Well, here at Andre's Big and Tall, everybody walks out with a smile. And not just because of the free Tootsie Roll we hide in every pocket.
Cool!
Excellent!
Yeah, I'm telling you, I didn't even bring it up with Christina in the car. And when she tried to engage, I just gave her short, one-word answers.
I see. So you were pouting like little baby bitch.
No, I was maintaining my dignity like a man.
Who was pouting like a little baby bitch?
I open up to you and all you do is make jokes.
I love you, Carl.
Shut up!
Well, looks like we're gonna have to find something for you fellas in our boys' department. You're probably a husky medium. And I'm guessing you're a tall small.
Kind of a bummer not being able to find clothes that fit, huh? Who's the freak now?
Take it easy, Harry.
They are visitors to our plus-size planet. Sorry, I got a little full of myself. But seriously, I'm sweet syrup in an Aunt Jemima bottle.
Carl, you need to let this whole Christina thing go. At least until after we get through the wedding.
Hey, I'm not going to bring it up at all. In fact, I'm going to ice her completely out and flirt with Molly's sister.
No, you're not. I got enough to worry about trying to keep my mom and dad from turning that rehearsal into a bloodbath.
Besides, I plan on being all over Molly's pothead sister like a warlord on a UN food drop.
Listen, Buster, her name's Victoria, and you can consider her off limits.
I'll trade you my complimentary Tootsie Roll.
You can't buy me with a Tootsie Roll.
10 Tootsie Rolls.
Show them to me.
Guys, nobody's got dibs on anyone. Nobody's icing anyone out. You're going to be on your best behavior because this is my wedding, and it's going to be beautiful, magical, and filled with love.
Maybe not so much for you.
That's it. Somebody hold my big coat.
Get it.
Oh, you want it?
Kill it. Kill it.
Son, I know you're nervous, but I perform hundreds of these weddings, and trust me when I tell you, everything will be fine tomorrow.
I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about tonight. This place is a powder keg, and each one of these nuts has a pocket full of matches.
Now, Marcus, you know I'm singing two songs, right? One is People Are Filing In, and one after the I Do's.
Sister Rosetta, I'm aware of the order of events, and I would prefer that you address me as Brother Haywood when I'm at work.
Well, forgive me, Brother Haywood. Oh, and would you tell Marcus he left his suspenders hanging on my doorknob this morning?
What can I say? I got God in my heart and the devil in my pants. All right. Could the usher please bring down the mother of the groom?
Mrs. Beggs, it's showtime. One step together. Two step together.
Slow down, Chumley. I'm dropping 3 bills on a dress and 75 on a girdle. Let the people soak it in.
And you'll sit the mother of the groom next to the father?
When Jesus climbs off his cross and does the Macarena.
Everything doesn't have to be about you, Margaret. Now grab some wood and pipe down.
Your days of bossing me around are over, you slack-jawed bastard.
Mom, house of God. If you'd shut your pie hole and get on with this, I could be sitting at Wrigley Field sipping a beer.
Why don't you sit on an L-track with a belly full of sleeping pills?
Just put him on my side.
Dad, just move over to Molly's side.
Fine.
Eyeball me again, I'll rip off Fatty's arm and beat you to death with it.
Mom, sit!
And now the mother of the bride.
Isn't this beautiful? I don't think Vince and I are too old for a traditional wedding, do you?
Oh, God, no. You're still a very vibrant woman. When I look at you, I can only imagine how radiant Victoria will be when she's 70.
70? I walk myself from here.
Oh, God. Her tiny elbows are like knives.
And now the bridesmaid, the groomsmen, followed by the best man and the maid of honor.
Do you know what's going on with Carl? He hasn't said two words to me since we got here.
Hard to say. Carl is very childish in many ways.
Yeah, well, I wish he'd talk to me instead of...
pouting like a little baby bitch.
Exactly.
What's he saying? Can you hear what he's saying?
I think he just called her a bitch.
Good.
And now the organist will begin playing Here Comes the Bride. And she does.
Right, big smile. Pretend I'm not smelling salami and aquavelva.
You need to tell your mom to back off. I don't know why she's been getting so wedding crazy lately.
Now, during the actual ceremony, we're going elevator rules. Eyes forward, mouth shut.
I'm not saying I don't want to get married. I just got a few loose ends I need to tie up first.
Why are you telling me all this? You know, just tell her.
How can I tell my fiancé I'm still married?
What? He said he's still married.
You son of a bitch.
Sweetie, come on. You know I love you. Joyce, let me explain, please.
Mom. Mom.
Mom.
We're all still going to the Olive Garden, aren't we?
Come on, Red, can't we talk about this?
Go talk to your wife.
I told you I haven't seen that broad for 15 years.
Well, you better find her again, because you're going to need a place to live.
Night before my wedding's churning out fun, huh?
You've been sitting on this info all this time?
I could never seem to find the perfect moment to introduce the topic.
Well, you sure nailed it. You know what? I have to hit you in the face.
Whoa. Honey. Now go upstairs and take care of your mom, and I'll handle this.
You're gonna kill him, right? Please tell me you're gonna kill him.
If I say yes, it's premeditated.
Smart. I love you. Make it hurt.
What the hell were you thinking?
What? It was a drunken fling that ended after 3 weeks, and I've been spending the last 15 years trying to get her to sign the divorce papers.
So why didn't you tell Joyce about this before?
I thought I could take care of it before it became an issue, but thanks to you, now everybody's got wedding fever.
That's true. I bet that's why I said I love you way too soon.
Look, in 2 days, you can both blame me for your messed up lives, but right now we need to fix this.
All right, I'm going to go talk to Joyce. I'll smooth this over. The wedding will go off without a hitch.
Get him and his crap out of here!
Perhaps the wounds are still too fresh.
Mom finally fell asleep, and she didn't even finish her second bottle of wine. Had to slip it out of her grip and replace it with a soup can.
Give it.
Kind of figured you'd be in the drinking mood.
I thought the night before my wedding, I'd get to be the crazy one. I didn't even make the top 10 today.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the church looks beautiful. Christine and I hung all the ribbons and arranged all the flowers.
Thanks for doing that. You're a good maid of honor.
Which reminds me, I've got a little something for you.
What?
I was going to give it to you tomorrow, but I thought you might need a little cheering up.
Oh, the garter.
I had it made for you from one of Dad's old silk ties.
Really?
Yeah. Old, new, borrowed, and blue. In one convenient package.
That's so sweet.
So in just a little way, Dad will kind of be walking with you down the aisle.
I'm so happy you're my sister.
Me too.
Will you
please wear a bra tomorrow?
Listen, it was a long time ago, and I got swept up in the whole May-December romance. Who knew she was going to turn into such a vindictive ball breaker?
Well, what happened last time you tried to get her to sign the papers?
She kicked me in the nuts. What part of ball breaker don't you understand?
Have you ever thought that maybe she was hurt because you didn't return her love?
Carl, one problem at a time, okay?
Here it is.
Just be nice, introduce me, and I'll do the talking.
Who the hell is it?
Look through the peephole, you bug-eyed bitch.
Thanks.
Watch your goons, huh, Maranto?
How old is she?
I told you, it was May-December. I'm the May.
Yeah, but she's not December. She's the following July.
15 years ago, she was a very doable 60.
Look, I told you the only way you're going to get my signature on those papers is over my dead body.
That could take months. He's getting married tomorrow.
Then shut up. Listen, Mrs. Maranto, your husband is engaged to my future mother-in-law.
Found another trusting sap to fall for your swarthy good looks and sophisticated charms, huh?
Yeah, and I love her, Francine. So release me from your witch's curse and sign the damn papers.
Vince Hill.
He batted those beautiful long lashes at me and time stood still.
Not according to your liver sponsor.
You know what it's like to love someone and not have them love you back?
Do I?
There we go.
It's humiliating. They don't return your affections and you want to punish them, and yet you love them too much to ever wish any real harm on them.
Well, that's where you and I differ.
Look, I'm sorry things went wrong between you two, but maybe you should just sign these papers so you can get on with the rest of your life.
What's left of it?
Vince. What do you say?
Same thing I've been saying for the last 15 years. I'm not signing anything till he pays me the 10 grand he owes me.
You owe her 10 grand?
I borrowed two, and she's been doubling the VIG annually for 15 years, which is a nice way to treat your husband.
You took my youth!
I never saw your youth! The man who took your youth was wearing a powdered wig! Yes!
Would you take 3,000?
Eight.
Five, and you can kick him in the nuts again.
Deal.
Get out your checkbook and take a deep breath.
Let me change shoes.
Okay.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I hope you don't mind. Apparently, there's a tradition that the bride and groom have to sleep apart the night before the wedding.
Tradition is not shacking up before you're married. They used to check the brides to make sure they were still virgins. Whole town knew if she had her hymen.
Simpler times, huh, Mom? Well, it's been a long day, and I just want to get some sleep.
Quite a dust-up at the rehearsal tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. Vince is going over there now to mend fences and ice his privates.
I hope you know what you're doing, marrying into a crazy family like that.
I have my money on you and Dad being the main event. Happy to be wrong.
Margaret, you coming back to bed?
I'll be up in a minute. Keep your pants off.
Does this little flea bag have to be in bed with us the whole time?
Oh, hey, boy, I didn't hear you come in.
You better get some shut-eye. You got a big day tomorrow.
And an even bigger night.
Hey, save the dirty talk for the bedroom.
I'm just teasing him. Can't I tease my own boy?
Don't think you can waltz back in here and act like the king of Siam.
You're still as lippy as ever, aren't you, Margaret?
You don't know the half of it.